Okay, so the debate, the controversy continues over the LCB, Liquor Control System in Pennsylvania. Should we privatize or should we keep it just the way it is? We've heard from all the usual suspects. We've heard from the politicians on both sides of the question. We have heard from the clerks union, which stands to lose a lot of jobs if it goes private. We have heard from the suits at the LCB. What we have not heard from is the people from the consumer side, the people who buy the expensive wines. And one of the best wine blogs in the country, they tell me, is founded and edited by David White. David is joining us right now. David, welcome to KDKA.
Thanks for having me, Mike. How are you today?
I'm great. I enjoyed your article. I read your column in the New York Times about wholesaling and some congressional efforts on that. If we have time, we'll get into that. But I want to talk about the LCB. And I've neglected to mention the name of your blog because I don't know how to pronounce it.
It's terrorist.com. You're right. It's one letter off from terrorist, and I'm afraid too many people mispronounce it, so I might get on the no-fly list.
I know. You got to watch it. What does that mean?
It's actually, terroir is a French word that essentially means sense of place. So it's a lot of wine geeks use the phrase to talk about the wine they like, because just by tasting it, you can kind of make an educated guess as to where it came from.
Okay, great. And yours is terroiris, so it's spelled terroirist.com.
That's correct.
So not terrorist, put an extra I in there and you're good to go. Okay, so David, you know, let me cut right to this. The proponents of selling the LCB to private enterprise, wholesale and retail stores, say, number one, they're going to bring in $2 billion. That number is still questionable in my mind.
Sure.
But they'll sell the licenses for $2 billion. Then they say, and we'll have better selection and we'll have lower prices. The opponents say, you're not going to bring in anywhere near that kind of money when you sell the licenses. You will have less selection because the mom and pop stores won't have the great selection, and the licenses will be brought up by a lot of these larger operations like Walmart, and they'll control the marketplaces. Prices will go up, selection will go down, and more people will start drinking. So I know that's a lot to cover, but let's cut right to who's right.
Three of those things. Well, you know, let's talk about selection for a moment. I know Representative Mike Sterla has, you know, he's been a big proponent of keeping the monopoly on Pennsylvania stores for consumers. The problem is, if this argument were valid and that consumers actually had more choices with a state-owned system, then why isn't Representative Sterla or anyone else calling for the state to take over other industries? I mean, for example, I'm in Washington, D.C. My office is in Georgetown. Within two blocks of my office, I've got about five different coffee shops I can buy coffee from. All those coffee shops have plenty of selection. They've all probably got, you know, 3 to 10 brews at any given moment. All the coffee is about $1.50 to $2.50 per cup, and I'm happy with the selection. Pennsylvania consumers don't have that selection when it comes to wine and liquor. So, to me, it's insane that anyone can make an argument that selection will decrease as a result of privatization. I mean, if that were the case, then the state should take over gas stations, coffee shops, you know.
They did take over General Motors, so you know, don't give them any more ideas. But seriously, the LCB and the clerks union,
sure,
are adamant about this. They say we have this huge selection of great wines at good prices, and I hear, you know, from the average person anecdotally that, you know, sometimes in some states you get a better selection and lower prices. Others say, no, that's not true. So I don't know who to believe here.
First, talk to folks in Philadelphia. A lot of my friends who live in Philly, when they want booze, they drive over the Whitman Bridge and buy it in New Jersey. So, I think a lot of consumers are voting with their feet. I would guess that Pennsylvania's consumers spend a lot more on booze than they're giving to the state each year because they're driving elsewhere to get it. Now, also keep in mind, let's talk about wine. That's what I know a lot about. There are more than 7,000 wineries in the United States at this point. There's another, on the internet alone, 7,000 wine shops have websites. There are Wine of the Month clubs. You know, the Wall Street Journal has a Wine of the Month club. New York Times has a Wine of the Month club. Train, the rock band, they have Wine of the Month club now. If you live in Pennsylvania, you can't access any of this stuff unless it first goes through the state monopoly.
Right. So there's no direct sales, essentially.
There's no direct sales. I know now the Pennsylvania, you know, Liquor Control Board is saying maybe they'd allow that. But once again, you know, if you're into boutique artisan wines, you know, and you live in a place like D.C. or any other state that's not a control state, somehow, some way, you can probably figure out how to get that alcohol. You know, there are specialty retailers. You can order from an out-of-state retailer. You can join a Wine of the Month club that specializes in hard-to-find stuff or, you know, imported stuff. If you live in Pennsylvania, it's the choices they decide for you or none at all.
Wouldn't it be true that the real issue with privatization focuses actually impacts wine more than anything else in terms of selection? Would that be correct?
I would say you're correct. That a couple things for that. I mean, wine is obviously very confusing. Obviously, still, unfortunately, in my opinion, associated as a beverage that, you know, wealthy people drink. But there's been an explosion in wine drinking in America. We've become a wine drinking country. This year, for the first time in history, we passed France as the largest wine consuming nation in the world. We drink more wine than any other country in the world. We've got a ton of wineries. Some really cool things are happening. Every single state now has at least one winery. I got together this morning with someone from Wine America. He was telling me about exciting new wineries in Missouri, in Michigan, in Minnesota. I mean, all these places that you don't think of.
Yeah, but all of those wineries are not going to be represented in private stores, are they?
No, they're not. But my point is that when you have, I mean, Pennsylvania is, you know, there are 18 control states. Pennsylvania is one of those control states, meaning that they control the distribution of alcohol. Pennsylvania is unique in that it also controls the retail sale of alcohol. So once again, instead of 20 competing stores, we're working with a bunch of different distributors, et cetera, to get product to the consumer. If you're a consumer in Pennsylvania, you only have the state-owned store and the state-owned distributor.
And you got to go through them. And if you get on the web and you...
You've got to go through them. So it's insane to suggest that consumers would have less choice with a privatized system.
I need to take a break here. More questions. We'll talk about price coming up as well. And this other issue of whether privatizing will actually create more problems with alcohol. David White is the founder and editor of one of the best wine, if not the best wine blogs in the country, Terrarist. Terrarist.com. That is spelled TerrarIst.com. So be careful how you spell it because you'll end up somewhere else that you don't want to be on the internet. 866-391-1020 is our number. I will be taking your calls on this subject coming up later on in the hour. We have one more segment with David White coming up next on KDKA.
KDKA all day AAA traffic. Watching you on Route 28 with 8 cameras between downtown and Etna. News Radio 1020 KDKA.
There's no guarantee your new proposal will be approved by your biggest client. No guarantee your son will win his lacrosse tournament. We live in a world where guarantees are few and far between. But when you invest in municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Savvy investors rely on Assured Guarantee's financial strength and municipal credit experience. For insured municipal bonds, talk to your financial advisor or visit thinkassuredguarantee.com.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on.
April is National Car Care Month, and we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road this spring. So come in any weekday this month for a free multi-point vehicle inspection. Plus, through April 30th, get an American Express gift card worth up to $100 by mail with a purchase of 4 Bridgestone tires. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Stiles, the hypnotist you've been hearing about for about 10 years. Now it's time to hear from my clients. Please listen to this.
This is Chance. It's 3 months today. I'm down a whopping 45 pounds. I'm thrilled with myself. I'm proud of myself. And so is my husband, for that matter. I can't believe how simple this has been. I wish I could have done it sooner.
I was just calling after 3 weeks. I lost 8 pounds the first week and 4 each week since then, with a total of 16 pounds in the first 3 weeks, and I'm doing real good. Feel great.
You can lose weight easily. You can stop smoking. You can stop pain. And you can overcome fears, phobias, anxieties, and panic attacks. Just give me a call, 724-940-2211. Also, go to my website, drbillstiles.com.
It starts as soon as you roll up to the front doors. There's so much you're going to want to get your hands on. From a winning pull of the slot handle to a winning shot by your home team on the largest TV in Pittsburgh. At Rivers Casino, getting your hands on the best entertainment is as easy as sitting at a thrilling table game. With so much under one roof, you'll never know what or who you'll get your hands on next. Rivers Casino, get your hands on this. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Must be 21 years or older to be on Rivers Casino property.
If you're a teacher, counselor, or prevention specialist, join drug-free PA and national media literacy expert Dr. Brian Primack for an educational seminar at the University of Pittsburgh SCAFE Conference Center on Tuesday, May 3rd from 9 till 3. Dr. Primack will present media literacy strategies designed to help teach young people how to make healthy choices when it comes to alcohol, tobacco, and prescription drugs. To learn more, call 1-800-533-3394 or visit drugfreepa.org.
Funded in part by the PA Department of Health, Bureau of Drug and Alcohol Programs, Tom Corbett, Governor.
Hello out there!
It's me, your money talking. I've been adrift out here for far too long. You know, you left me treading water in this sad little savings account of yours years ago, and you're getting soaked. Now it's time to rescue me. Please throw me a line with Dollar Bank's free money savings account. Did you know that with a free money savings account, you could be reeling in 2% annual percentage yield on every dollar up to $20,000? So what are you waiting for? High tide? There's no minimum balance, and it comes with a convenient checking account that includes alerts, ATM access, and online banking. All that plus 2% APY. Hurry! I think I'm feeling seasick. Get me to Dollar Bank, where the free money savings account will keep me high and dry, earning 2% APY on every last dollar.
Get your free money savings account at any Dollar Bank office, dollarbank.com, or 1-800-242-BANK. Dollar Bank, mutually inspired. Requires a checking account with monthly activity. Excess amounts earn 0.2% APY. Call for details. Rates may change without notice. Member FDIC.
Want a great deal? Log on now to kdkaradio.com for KDKA's local offers. The latest offer is from the Library Restaurant and Bar in the South Side. Great local offers from News Radio 1020 KDKA.
KDKA all-day AAA traffic powered by Bowser Hyundai. We've got some heavy traffic everywhere. Looks like rush hour in full blast as we have a nice day. It's Friday. And as Rose was saying, it looks like it's kind of the beginning of Easter holiday week. So we've got slowdowns and problem spots. Novabrook Library Road at Tariff Street, there is an accident. Also, emergency responders in Elizabeth at First and Ferry. And seeing those heavy delays on the Parkway East, now outbound starting at about Bates on the inbound side for the approach to the county jail. And on the 28 ride, that is very heavy in both directions, approaching the 31st Street Bridge. Your next AAA traffic update at 2:32 from the PennDOT Information Center. Bonnie Diver, Pittsburgh's official traffic station, News Radio 1020, KDKA.
Okay, we're talking about privatizing the liquor system in Pennsylvania, and we've heard from the usual suspects up till now. We heard from the politicians, the suits at the LCB, the union people, and now we're hearing from the consumer side, the wine expert side, as a matter of fact, because that's one of the biggest issues here. It's not a problem of getting Jack or Jim Beam. They are available at all the liquor stores. It's those specialty wines. It's those brand new wines. It's those wines that are produced in small batches that are hard to get, or if not impossible to get. We've got on the line with us the premier wine blogger in the country, David White, founder and editor of Terrarist.com. And I'll tell you how to spell that in a few moments again, just so you get it right, because you don't want to go somewhere else on the internet on that. David, we talked about selection, and you're saying that selection is going to be much better with private. What about price, though? Because there are two schools of thought, more competition, lower prices than the LCB offers now. LCB says, no, that's not true. They have low prices now. They compete handily.
Let's just think for a moment about how competition works in every other industry. I mean, I brought up earlier the number of coffee options I have within five blocks of my office. If there were just one coffee supplier within a five-mile radius, they could charge whatever they want. Same thing. Think about gas. You know, when you're on the highway and there's no gas station anywhere nearby, that guy's going to have his gas priced much higher than he will if he's, you know, at a popular intersection with a gas station on each corner. I mean, competition drives prices down in every industry. If that weren't the case, well, then I'll say it again. The state should propose. I don't want to give lawmakers any bad ideas, but why isn't the state proposing taking over any other industries?
Well, there's a fear on the other side. One of the claims is that, well, the big players like Walmart, Walgreens, they'll scarf up all these licenses or a lot of licenses, and they'll be able to control the market and drive the mom and pops out and jack up prices.
Well, you know, look at the other states. I mean, you know, we are a big country. We've got 50 states. Pennsylvania is by far one of the most restrictive. It's one of 18 control states. This, now, keep in mind, all of this has traces its origins to Prohibition,
sure,
to the temperance movement. When that was, you know, when Prohibition was thrown out the window, there were some good arguments to keep producers away from consumers, mainly because at the time, the production of alcohol was controlled by the mafia. So Pennsylvania, along with about 17 other states, said, hey, listen, we're going to take over the entire control of alcohol. We're going to distribute it. We're going to sell it to consumers. Today, they're one of the only states that's still entirely in charge of selling it to consumers. Other states, you know, the 32 other states that kind of sort of let the free market work, you know, consumers there are not left with one option. They're not left with simply the Walmart of wine. You know, in D.C., we've got tons of wine shops. In Virginia, there are tons of wine shops. In California, there are specialty retailers. There's the corner shop where you go on your way home from work to grab a bottle of wine to have with dinner. And there's places in Virginia, there's a big place called Total Wine. They're like, you know, they're like the Walmart of wine. You know, a couple blocks away, you can find a specialty retailer or a mom-and-pop liquor store that's giving consumers other choices, other options.
Well, the LCB also makes the argument that they're the biggest single purchaser of alcoholic beverages in the country, and that therefore that they actually can demand lower prices from the producers. True or false?
I mean, first part of that is true. Sure, they are the largest purchaser in the country because they are the only distributor and retailer for the millions of people that live in Pennsylvania.
Right, okay.
So,
well,
you know,
that part is true, but has anybody done an actual price comparison without disregarding or factoring out taxes? Because one state's taxes could be higher than the other, which would throw the price off. But the basic price of the booze, has anybody done a study to see if, in fact,
there have been studies. I mean, I know that there is a study due out this summer looking at the impact of what would happen if you privatize things in Pennsylvania. But this study has been done in Massachusetts, which is also relatively restrictive. Not as restrictive as Pennsylvania, but pretty restrictive.
Mm-hmm.
And booze prices there are higher.
Hmm. Okay, what about this issue of, just this week, the CDC came out with another report saying, oh, if it's privatized, more people, there are going to be more alcohol problems, drinking, driving, alcoholism,
et cetera.
I mean,
you know, we're not talking heroin. You know, alcohol is a part of American culture. It is a part of American life. That's why Prohibition didn't work. Do people sometimes drink too much? Sure, go to any Steelers game or any Eagles games. You know, there are people who drink too much. But once again, look at the other states. You know, in 32-plus states, the system where consumers can choose what store they want to go to is working out pretty well.
Well, I just also like to note that the current CDC study apparently contradicts one that they did earlier. Contradicts it. So, I mean, this is one of these situations where, you know, what do you believe? How do you ferret out the truth here?
Let's talk about the safety thing. You know, if Pennsylvania lawmakers and the LCB are concerned, they need to control consumer access to alcohol. We'll have all sorts of addiction problems. We'll have more drunk driving. And that's an argument straight out of what led us into Prohibition. I mean, that's a temperance argument. And if that's the case, why not just ban it? You know, if alcohol is so dangerous for Pennsylvania consumers to have access to, I mean, are the state stores really preventing people from accessing alcohol? No. They're just restricting choice and keeping prices higher. But, you know, people can certainly buy booze if that's their only goal, if that's what they're trying to get out of it. So if Pennsylvania lawmakers are concerned, you know, from a safety perspective, well, then why don't they ban it?
David, thank you so much. It was great to talk with you. David White, and if you're a wine connoisseur, check out his blog, terrorist.com. It's TerrorIst. And he's the founder and editor. David, thanks again.
Well, thank you so much.
Take care.
All right, bye.